This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Now, applications for the City of Melbourne's highest accolade, the 2023 Melbourne Awards, have just opened up, and it's an opportunity to celebrate the inspirational Melbourne organisations who dedicate their time and energy to making the city the incredible place that it really is. And joining us today is Melbourne Lord Mayor Sally Capp. Sally, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Hello, Warren. It's lovely to join you.
Now, Sally, it's the 21st year for the Melbourne Awards. Tell us a little bit about how they work.
Well, it is a program where we can shine a light on the extraordinary work being done by individuals and organisations that are improving community wellbeing or driving innovation, creating more sustainable cities, or caring for others. From our perspective, to be able to really highlight what are often untold stories, untold efforts, and underappreciated is really at the core of this fantastic program.
Now, a new Young Melburnian of the Year category has been included for the first time, I believe.
Woohoo! I absolutely love this. I have been really pushing to see this category included because we have the very prestigious Melburnian of the Year Award won by all sorts of incredible people over the years, from Michael Gudinski through to Peggy O'Neill and last year Antoinette Braybrook, our first Indigenous winner. But that award is very much about work that's been delivered and change that's been made over a longer period of time. And for our young leaders across Greater Melbourne, it's been really hard for them to fit within that category, even if their work has been absolutely amazing and transformative. So by having this young leader category, we can really bring some of those young leaders and their efforts to light, and I think that will be so inspiring, but it'll also create a new platform for them to be able to continue their great work.
We're chatting to Melbourne Lord Mayor Sally Capp about the 2023 Melbourne Awards, and I think that's fantastic that you are going to highlight those young leaders. But Sally, you're also going to highlight the LGBTIQA+ community as well. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, this category has been around for a couple of years now. It's really about acknowledging the work of those who support and promote diversity, inclusivity, and I think it's really often about, as I said, the work that goes on behind the scenes that can make such an impact, a meaningful impact in other people's lives. So we encourage people who know of somebody or an organisation that can make a big difference to get involved. Last year, the winner was Trans Families, which is an amazing organisation that helps families work through and manage, big changes in their family lives. Through individuals' experiences, and I think it was just there were whoops of joy and literal tears of admiration and appreciation last year. And you know, we encourage more of those types of organisations be nominated.
So if now applications are open for the 2023 Melbourne Awards until June the 23rd, how do we go about nominating an organisation, Sally?
Yeah, we'll jump on our website and look for Melbourne Awards, or you can / Melbourne Awards at the end of our City of Melbourne website, and you'll go through to the 8 different categories now. We are excited to hear from people because really this is an amazing process as well for people to talk about the heroes in their local communities and to bring their stories to life for others to appreciate, to learn from, to be inspired by. And we really do rely on people going to that effort to make those nominations. And I think it's the best way.
Sally, thank you so much for chatting with us on Joy Drive. We look forward to perhaps having you back to tell us who the winners are.
I can't wait. And thank you for your interest in this fabulous program.
Thanks, Sally. That's Melbourne Lord Mayor Sally Capp. You're on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.